KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry. Well, traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Sedgwick County Health Department and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment have identified a presumptive positive case of monkeypox in an adult resident of Sedgwick County who recently traveled out of state. That's according to a media release from the agency. This is the first presumptive positive case in Sedgwick County and the eighth case of monkeypox reported in Kansas. About 7% of all staff at Emporia State University will receive either a suspension, dismissal, or termination notice today, just 2 days after the vote to approve a new framework policy. The Kansas Board of Regents members voted unanimously at its Wednesday meeting to approve the new framework following comments from ESU President Ken Hush and Interim Provost Ben Thomas. Thomas told the board that the framework would allow the university a position for long-term success. ESU noted that the framework was needed due to a decline in on-campus enrollment. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
Amtrak service continues to move forward again after the potential strike by freight railroad workers was averted. According to Mark Bagliari of Amtrak, the Southwest chief will begin running its full schedule again starting today. That means the first westbound train for Hutchinson will be Saturday morning and the first eastbound train will be on Sunday. If you had your trip canceled or are planning to board the chief this weekend, make sure to call Amtrak at 1-800-US-RAIL for updated schedules and status updates. A deadly crash closed a section of I-135 this morning in North Wichita. It happened in the northbound lanes around 3:30 in the morning north of the I-135 and 235 junctions. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a vehicle left the roadway and struck a guardrail. The vehicle bounced off the guardrail, traveled across the interstate, left the road on the left, and then hit a cement bridge pillar in the center median. KHP said the driver was not wearing a seatbelt. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested one person after locating 10 pounds of suspected methamphetamine during an encounter at an I-80 rest area near York. At approximately 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, a trooper made contact with the driver of a Hyundai Ascent at the eastbound Interstate I-80 rest area near York. During the encounter, the trooper detected the odor of marijuana. A search of the vehicle revealed a small amount of marijuana along with 10 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. The driver, Monica Morales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported Tuesday evening west of Marysville on 7th Road, half mile south of Keystone. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, was northbound and lost control on the bridge crossing Hop Creek. The vehicle exited the roadway near the northwest corner of the bridge and rolled, coming to rest on its top in the ditch approximately 50 feet from the bridge. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, died at the scene as a result of the accident. Two juveniles were also in the vehicle at the time but suffered just minor injuries. Citing family reasons, Axtell School Principal Alana Sitton resigned effective today. USD 113 School Board accepted the resignation following executive session Monday evening. She was a second-year administrator at Axtell. Valley Heights football homecoming is Friday versus Troy. King candidates are Caden Parker, Dakota Gillig, and Robbie Stryker. Queen candidates, Kaylee Scala, Mason Gunn, and Tyus Smith. Pep rally and Friday afternoon parade begins at 2:30 in Waterville. Lynn football homecoming is Friday versus Washington County. Homecoming royalty will be crowned before the game. Ceremony begins at 6:30. King candidates are Ever Shaparo, Jose Lara, and Ryan Stunkel. Queen candidates are Megan Beyer, Sophia Bott, and Ella Tallman. Southern High homecoming is Friday versus Johnson County Central. King and Queen will be crowned at the game with King candidates Austin Forney, Keel McGuire, Garrett Rutherford, Xander Rollins, and Evan Sadoff. Queen candidates are Sally Cooper, Carly Crozier, Elena Clover, Taylor Trowernick, and Kendra Droxel. Elementary pep rally Friday at 2:10 with cheerleaders and candidates. High school pep rally in the gym at 3:15. The annual US 36 treasure hunt is slated for this weekend. Sales along and in communities adjacent to US 36 will be open most through Sunday. The annual event also coincides with community activities, including sidewalk sales at many Marysville merchants this weekend. Caution is advised with additional traffic, many from out of state, throughout the weekend. The annual Fall Fest in Washington will be Saturday, with a Friday night kickoff planned downtown with the West Cosman Band, live from 8 to 11 p.m. in front of Brick Street Financial, with complimentary hot dogs and snacks at 7:30. BYOB and lawn chairs welcome. Saturday's car show registration begins at 8:30. Food vendors, kids inflatables, and games, among other activities Saturday in Washington. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Squirrel Jam Sunday afternoon. September 18th at the City Park Bandstand from 2 until 5 p.m. The free event in Marysville is open to the public. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Performers also welcome a solo, duet, quartet, or full bands should check in at the event. Performances up to 15 minutes each. For additional details, contact the Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260. A total $16,000 is available in matching funds for the 20 nonprofits participating in the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day through the Community Foundation. The annual Circle of Giving runs through Monday, September 19th for donations online, mailed, or dropped off Monday at the Community Center in Blue Rapids. The live event, 8 to 3. Lunch will be served from 11:30 until sold out. Blue Rapids Community Foundation will provide a prorated match on gifts ranging from $25 to $2,000 per organization. Mail or drop-off donations or make those online through September 19th. Online gifts can be made with credit card at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Those donating to multiple funds are asked to use a donation form and make out one check payable to the Community Foundation for the entire gift, postmarked by September 19th. Those can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids, or dropped off at the Community Center Monday. A donation form can be downloaded from the website BlueRapidsMatchDay.com or can be picked up at the Community Center. The River Valley Extension District offices, Washington, Belleville, Clay Center, and Concordia will be closed Friday, September 16th, reopening Monday. River Valley Extension District office, including Washington, will be closed this Friday. Jesse M. Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Kapp. Graveside interment services for Wayne and Patricia Cook are planned Saturday, 10:30 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Patricia Cook. Sharon Carol Lampy Dixon passed away May 22nd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Dixon. Chelsea L. Oatney, age 32, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chelsea Oatney. Stephen E. Hurt, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. A funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Hurt.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region this morning before some sunshine throughout the afternoon. And temperatures still sitting well above average with another big warm-up throughout the weekend. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout the state. Some showers and thunderstorms will be possible overnight tonight, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 70s. These showers will continue as we head into Saturday, and temperatures will start to rise as an upper-level ridge starts to move through the region. Temperatures will then rise to the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Saturday. And stay extremely mild as we head into Saturday night. More showers possible, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-70s. Some rain showers will linger early on Sunday, then sunshine and warmer, with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. This ridge will bring drier weather throughout Monday and Tuesday, before another low-pressure system moves through on Wednesday, bringing cooler temperatures and rain. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 81. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 57, and the record low, 33. Sunset this evening, 7:35. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
Smaller lawns need as much maintenance as large ones, but the techniques are often different. Some fall lawn care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 16th, the 259th day of the year. Guitar wizard B.B. King was born on this day, and pilgrims embarked for the New World aboard the Mayflower in 1620. Most lawn experts say if you only feed your lawn once each year, it should be in the fall. And here's a few clever tips for fertilizer application. If you have a tiny lawn, there's no need for a full-blown spreader. You can make your own from a coffee can. Punch holes in the bottom and use it like a giant salt shaker. To avoid getting fertilizer on your shoes, walk backwards as you work. And if you have trouble seeing where the ground has already been treated, try this trick. Mix a little flour in with lawn food. The white powder is easy to see and it won't harm your grass. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
New Faces Old Lot. Located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com. Now with full-time auto detailing.
The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington with a car show registration beginning at 8:30. Fun's on the schedule all morning long with food vendors, kids inflatables, and activities. It'll be a blast. Make plans to join the Fall Fest Saturday, September 17th, downtown Washington. An invitation to the Fall Fest from these Washington supporters. Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County. Call on Bryce Leonard, Farm Bureau Agency Manager. GWE Performance puts the performance in auto repair. Count on their experience to get your work done fast and done right at GWE Performance. And Owens Originals on the square in Washington. Drop by anytime. Flowers say it best. From Owens Originals on the square in Washington.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes. Rookie Jalen Watson returned an interception 99 yards for the go-ahead fourth quarter score. And the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Los Angeles Chargers 27-24 Thursday night in Kansas City. Mahomes finished with 235 yards passing, and Jerick McKinnon and Justin Watson hauled in the TD passes for the Chiefs. The Chiefs improved to 2-0 and lead the AFC West. The Kansas football team is 2-0 for the first time since 2011 and are fourth in the nation in scoring at 52.5 points a game. They will try and continue their early success in a visit to Houston on Saturday. The Cougars look to rebound after dropping a 33-32 overtime thriller at Texas Tech last week. Game time for Kansas at Houston is set for 3 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Do you often worry you left your garage door open? Get a LiftMaster garage door opener powered by MyQ, and you'll never worry again. You can control, secure, and monitor your garage from your smartphone anytime, anywhere. Your authorized LiftMaster dealer, Cheney Door Company, has smart openers designed for your needs with belt drive motors for ultra-quiet operation, integrated camera for live video streaming, and battery backup that lets you in when the power is out. Cheney Door Company in Wichita, Hutchinson, and Salina. Cheney Door Company.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environments. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas and including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good sustainability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance and is another grazing grain and golden grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
The Kansas State Wildcats will be looking to record their third consecutive blowout victory when they face the Tulane Green Wave on Saturday afternoon. Kansas State opened its campaign with a 34-0 win over South Dakota and followed it up with a 40-12 win over Missouri. Tulane has notched a pair of blowout wins as well, beating UMass and Alcorn State handily. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It'll be broadcast on the Big 12 Network, ESPN+. Football Saturday in the KCAC has McPherson at Ottawa for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Also 6 p.m. kickoff is Friends at Tabor. Southwestern will go to St. Mary for a 6 o'clock kick. Avila travels to Bethany for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Bethel will travel to Kansas Wesleyan for a 7 o'clock kickoff. In the MIAA, Nebraska Kearney travels to Washburn, Missouri Western at Emporia State, Central Missouri at Northwest Missouri, Central Oklahoma at Missouri Southern, Fort Hays State at Lincoln, and Northeastern State at Pittsburgh State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Chapman, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Osborne, live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoffs. Valley Heights hosting Troy in a homecoming match. Lynn homecoming hosting Washington County. Frankfort kicks off at Linden. Axtell travels to Clifton Clyde in a battle of top-ranked teams. Centralia's host to Onega. Dillard-Odell at Falls City Sacred Heart. And Southern entertains Johnson County Central.
Blue Valley League sports are back, and so is the TVL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TVL, check out the TVL Spotlight online at tvlspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday Night Football Live, Marysville at Chapman in North Central Kansas League play. We'll have a broadcast live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Tony Trimble's our guest on pregame and comments on obstacles the Bulldogs have to overcome.
Well, we had that conversation with our kids at practice last night that, our offense isn't built to be behind schedule. We can't get behind the chains with penalties and things like that. We were fortunate a couple times in Abilene to be able to overcome those kind of obstacles, but our offense isn't really designed for those kind of things, so it's very important that we remain mentally tough and mentally focused and try to eliminate penalties and mistakes that are going to hurt us in the long run.
And our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Osborne, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Wildcat head coach Matt Hoyer talks about next steps for his team.
You know, we went through as a team last night all the long third and long and fourth and long situations that we weren't able to get off the field on. And most of those times we had guys there ready to make a play, and it just didn't happen. And so that's the next step with this team is figuring out, how to make those plays when they count.
Friday Football Live, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Osborne on FM 95.5.
Fire up your taste buds with the American native Chiltepin pepper, believed to be the wild ancestor of all sweet and hot peppers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Native to North, Central, and South America, it's often called bird pepper. Many believe it promotes health and digestion, and it has been used to treat acid indigestion. Bird pepper rates between 50,000 and 100,000 on the Scoville scale, which is about 6 to 40 times hotter than a jalapeno. The heat can vary and tends to be intense but short-lived. The bright red fruit are small, round, and slightly larger than a peppercorn. Fresh and dried bird peppers are available from online sources. Pop them in your mouth for a shot of heat, or use fresh or dried peppers in salsa, sauces, and spicy dishes. If you like the flavor, try growing a few next year. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
While you're out gathering treasures on the U.S. 36 treasure hunt this weekend, make a stop in Marysville. Make a pit stop for gas, food, and more. Many Marysville merchants will offer sidewalk sale specials as well. Maps available for local garage sales during the U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt this weekend. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Enon's Automotive, and Bruce's Body Shop.
The Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company will have everything 20% off store-wide Saturday, September 17th. Open from 9 a.m. until 2, stop by and see what treasures you can find during the Highway 36 treasure hunt. That's everything 20% off at the Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company, 905 Broadway, Marysville.
If an artist painted a picture of his sister and his dentist, you'd probably doubt it would be anything special. Of course, this picture did become famous. You've seen it, no doubt. And the backdrop for that masterpiece is a place people still come to farm country to see every day. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
No doubt you've seen this portrait. You may have just forgotten the name of it.
American Gothic is Grant Wood's famous painting that he did in 1930 of the father and daughter standing in front of the house with the big Gothic window in it, where he's holding the pitchfork and they're both looking very stern.
Holly Berg shares the story from the American Gothic House in Eldon, Iowa. She says it's the second most recognized portrait behind only the Mona Lisa. Many people wonder how Grant Wood found tiny Eldon, Iowa as the backdrop for the famous piece.
A friend of his named Edward Rowan, who owned an art gallery in Cedar Rapids, wanted to open an art gallery here in Eldon. He wanted to bring art to smaller communities throughout Iowa, and so he opened an art gallery here.
Wood taught a few art classes while in Eldon. The extra time in town allowed him to run into the backdrop for that famous painting.
There was a young artist from Eldon named John Sharp, and he had met Grant Wood at the University of Iowa previously, but they re-met while Grant Wood was here, and he offered to give Grant Wood a tour of the town one day after lunch, and they just happened to drive past this house, and Grant Wood was enamored with this large, fancy Gothic window in this tiny little white house.
So who were the couple in that painting?
Lots of people think that it was the actual people that lived in the house then, but it wasn't. It was, in real life, Grant Wood's sister and Grant Wood's dentist, and they both lived in Cedar Rapids. So he sketched out the house while he was here in Eldon, and then went back to Cedar Rapids and sketched his sister and his dentist, and then put it all together.
The house still stands and has become quite an attraction. We'll venture there next time as we travel the countryside. In Eldon, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Family
families who pass down the farm to the next generation need a good succession plan in place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take a good look at finances and who's interested as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's the dream of many farmers to have the farm passed down to the next generation. For the succession to go smoothly, you have to have a plan. Many parents struggle with how to divide everything between their children. Dave Specht is a farm succession consultant and the founder of a company called Advising Generations. He says sometimes the next generation thinks they're entitled to inheriting assets on the farm, whether they're actively involved or not. So a key question to ask is, how interested are you in inheriting the family debt on the farm?
The next generation needs to know that most of the time, these are not riskless assets, and they haven't been riskless assets for generations. So that's one of the questions I like to ask, and that's kind of a good litmus test to find out, you know, who really wants to be an owner and who understands what ownership really means.
Large farms have assets that include a lot of land, but you have to analyze whether or not the operation can financially support the goals of the retired parents and the successor. Specht says it can be even more complicated when you're trying to pass down a small farm.
Oftentimes those can just be tricky management situations because the farm or the land may have great value, but doesn't create a lot of income. And so if you spread ownership out at some point, you know, someone with a different goal than just keeping the farm in the family is going to basically push to have the farm sold. So I caution farmers to think through some of those things before they put their estate plans in concrete.
For a succession to go smoothly, he recommends putting together a team of professionals, such as an insurance advisor, accountant, lawyer, and retirement planner who can help you implement your plans. Learn more about passing down the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Each little bird that sings.
and leaves that we might tend.
In the process of building a habit of working out. I am quickly learning that one of the most important things is having someone who can help hold me accountable when I'd rather give up. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes we need a little accountability when it comes to our finances. You may want to consider working with a financial professional. No matter what stage of life you're in, working with a financial professional can help provide clarity when it comes to managing money. Whether you're just starting out, growing your family, preparing for retirement, or even currently retired, having the accountability can help keep you on track for achieving some of your short and your long-term goals. And remember, when choosing who to work with, it's important to find a financial professional that understands your faith and your values. So just like working out requires accountability, so does maintaining your finances. A financial professional can help serve as a guide so you can use money as a tool to live out your faith and live a more purposeful life.
On POW/MIA Recognition Day, September 16th, Alfea pauses to remember the American servicemen and women who never returned home and those in the armed forces who faced unthinkable conditions as prisoners of war on foreign soil. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
How can farms compete for labor when pay rates in other sectors keep surging upward? Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Farms and ranches have always had trouble competing for talent when money is the deciding factor. Why? DQ Fields sums it up. He's a dean at Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
About 14 cents out of every dollar that we spend on food actually goes back to the farm. 86 cents out of that dollar goes to other parts of the value chain in agriculture. That 14-cent portion is the beginning of the process. So if you don't have the agricultural production side, there's no need to even think about what happens beyond that part of the supply chain.
Modern farms require workers with skills that were unheard of 30 or 40 years ago. Fields says colleges have to keep up with that pace, too.
You know, our goal is to look at how we prepare that next generation who can also be a part of that value chain. For universities, we have to look at how we are more agile, more flexible, and in constant communication with our industry partners to look at how we change the curriculum to fit the workforce that they're interested in hiring.
Field says the college has set up an on-farm internship program for students to give them hands-on experience. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as Congress prepares for the next Farm Bill of 2023, the National Association of Wheat Growers is out there with their priorities for the 2023 edition as well. As Jake Westland with NOG says that their top priority remains the protection of crop insurance, making sure that the critical risk management tool is available for growers.
You know, when growers are planting out there, you have Mother Nature to deal with, so you have to have that sort of assurance in the back of your mind. So we don't want to see any further cuts to the program, because there's always those efforts made on a year-to-year basis as part of the budget appropriations process, but continue to protect that is one of our most important priorities for growers to deliver that.
He goes on to point out that these programs help U.S. Wheat Associates and others to continue to find and develop their trade opportunities.
That program has been there for a long time. However, the funds have been pretty stagnant, and there have been more cooperatives added to it throughout the years. So kind of thinking about it as a piece of pie, right? The pie has remained the same, but there are more slices that have been cut into that pie. So we need to kind of grow that pie so that those dollars that have significant return on investment can continue to be used adequately to help grow our market export opportunities overseas.
The Farm Bill did get a late start on discussion this year, as many in both the House and the Senate have slowly started to discuss the Farm Bill of 2023 and have done their tour around the country getting input as well on some of the priorities for the Farm Bill for 2023, as now they start to take the issue a little bit more serious. On the front of NOG for their 2023 Farm Bill priorities, they also include support of voluntary conservation programs, along with increasing the reference price for wheat in Title I. Another discussion that has been regarding the U.S. Farm Bill of 2023 has been, of course, the crop insurance, along with environmental issues that go on in the agricultural industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time and allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound pre-conditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Vaccinations meant for animals shouldn't be touching human skin. Take precautions to avoid accidental needle sticks on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Will need a vaccine at some point in their life, and some producers do the injecting themselves rather than hiring a veterinarian. It may save time and money, but it also creates the risk of an accidental needle stick if you're not careful. Jeff Bender is the director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. He says most of the time, a needle stick is harmless other than maybe a bit of skin irritation. However, it depends on what's in the syringe.
The most common issues that folks might run into is they might have sensitivity to certain antibiotics, and they're using a product that they're sensitive to anyway. So it might be a penicillin sensitivity. Here they're injecting penicillin or a product similar to that, and they have a reaction.
In some cases, an accidental stick is fatal. For example, an animal antibiotic called Mycotyl 300 is toxic to humans and can cause cardiac arrest if the victim isn't given immediate medical treatment. Never work alone when you're injecting dangerous drugs. Bender says before you start the vaccinations, slow down, make sure the animal is properly restrained, and think about what you're doing.
The other things are kind of simple. Try not to recap needles because oftentimes there's some residual product in those and a sudden jerk or a movement, and all of a sudden you find yourself during the process of recapping with a needle in your hand. You know, don't put caps in your mouth. Don't use bent needles. Making sure that you dispose of your used needles appropriately.
It's a good idea to wear gloves, and if you do prick yourself, wash the area immediately with soap and water. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for needle stick prevention on the farm at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken broadcasting live from the Kansas State Fair. Corn at this hour up a half right now at 6.78. It's been down most of the day, but now we're in the green. Corn for March looks like this, up one at 683 and three quarters. December wheat up 5 1/4 right now at 850 and a quarter. Wheat for March up 5 1/4 at 865 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for December up 1 1/2 right now at 927 and three quarters. March Kansas City wheat up 1 3/4 at 927. Oats for December even right now at 395 and a quarter. Oats for March up 3 1/4 right now at 3.99. Currently, soybeans for November down 1 1/4 at 14.50 and a quarter. Soybeans for January down 1 3/4 at 14.56 and a quarter. Cotton right now down $2.79 at 102.45. Cotton for December down 4 at 99 and 29.
When we take a look at the cattle market, here's what we're looking at. Live cattle for October down 30 cents at 145.32 and a half. Live cattle for December down 42 and a half cents at 150.90. Feeder cattle for September down 42 and a half right now, 42 cents and a half at 178.92 and a half. Feeder cattle for October down 17 and a half cents at 180.75. Very quickly, the stock market looking like this at this current moment. Dow Jones down 354, S&P down 5450, NASDAQ down 182. I'm Jeff Aiken, broadcasting live from the Kansas State Fair on the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor, Bronco, GT500, 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with a free credit expired.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
As high school students begin to look for colleges, K-State's College of Agriculture should be at the top of their list. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Dina Kaur, K-State College of Agriculture Assistant Dean of Academic Programs, and Coralie Becker, Junior in Agricultural Education, will tell you why K-State's College of Agriculture is the place for you.
We are so lucky to have so many diverse programs in our College of Agriculture here at K-State. We have 16 different academic undergraduate majors, and many of those 16 majors have subcategories of emphasis areas, so options within the major, so students can really hone in on what it is that they're specifically passionate about and really customize their degree experience while they're here. And because of the flexibility in those 16 majors, oftentimes students can combine majors. So they can double major, they can add a minor, they can really customize and build what I like to call their designer degree while they're here at K-State without taking a whole lot of extra time. So our faculty advisors are really clever at helping students fit together all the interests and the passions that they have within those 16 different programs.
Coralie Becker explains why she chose K-State and her advice to incoming students.
It really does feel like home here, and the family that you develop and the people that you get to know, it's a big campus, but it feels very small. It's just a lot of fun. It really is a family atmosphere in the College of Ag, and you take a lot of similar classes to other kids that are in other majors, and so you really get to know people well. One thing that I always encourage other freshmen to do is to get involved, like right away. College of Ag always has a watermelon feed at the very beginning of the year, and that showcases all of the majors in the College of Agriculture, and you really get to have a feel for the different things in the college. You just kind of get to see what other people are doing, what other people are involved in, and you really get a feel for things outside of your major as well.
Dina Kaur encourages students to be involved in the College of Agriculture regardless of background.
Whether you're an incoming freshman or a transfer student, we have incredible opportunities and really want to encourage students to investigate agriculture. If you're not necessarily from an agriculture background or have no experience whatsoever, We are all about science, technology, and forward thinking, and students can find a lot of interest in our very diverse majors, regardless of their experience with agriculture. We are food, fuel, fiber, all of those things that we use every day in our daily lives, and we just really hope that we can inspire, through students like Corley and the other Ag Ambassadors, to inspire all students to consider something related to agriculture.
Describing all that K-State's College of Agriculture has to offer, that's K-State College of Agriculture Assistant Dean of Academic Programs, Dina Kaur, and Junior in Agricultural Education, Coralie Becker. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Washington County Public Works is hiring a shop foreman, diesel mechanic, and two truck drivers. Starting wage for the shop foreman, diesel mechanic, $18.90 per hour. Truck driver, starting wage $16.13 per hour. Both positions could be higher with experience. Both must have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brake and tank endorsement. Employer-paid life insurance with competitive health and dental insurance. Position open until filled. Contact Washington Public Works at 785-325-2318.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
High school football tonight, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Osborne live on FM 95.5. Friday Night Lights on KNDY and KNDY FM Marysville.